Hi, and welcome to the Stop Procrastinating Now podcast. My name is Stefan Stavrakis, your undisputed brain geek, and this is podcast number 7, and we're recording live here in beautiful Vancouver, British Columbia. It's time to get revved up, charged up, and ready to strap on your mental seatbelt, because we're going to get your brain into gear. Today, we'll be talking about an emotional state that you need to have in order to build a consistent and a persistent habit for the rest of your life, whether it be for yourself or to create response potential in your clients. This is your mental wake-up call. Time to get some stuff going. Stop procrastinating now and build your mind and put your life into gear. You're listening to Stefan Stavrakis. I'm a professional speaker, expert in mind, and how to use it to eliminate procrastination, how to get a laser-like focus, make more money, eliminate frustration, and take massive action in your personal and business life. I'd like to welcome all the new listeners and remind the old ones that this episode and all other episodes are available at www.stopprocrastinatingnow.podomatic.com. And just recently, we've added the show notes, so go to www.stopprocrastinatingnowpodcast.com and sign up for the show notes of the show. For those of you that are interested in promoting the podcast, please send an email at stopprocrastinatingnow@podomatic.com and we'll get back with you within 24 hours. It's the secret that Hollywood uses to drive people in droves to their premieres. It's the heavily guarded strategy that reality shows use day in and day out to make you salivate for their next episode. It can be found in all successful people, all productive and motivated and efficient leaders of society. It was in Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech. It's used to motivate athletes all over the world that train hard every day to train even harder. You experience its undeniable power in hundreds, if not thousands, of messages per day. It increases your desire so much that you feel like bursting. It is so powerful and potent that it'll make a dull and boring sex life and convert it to the most talked about, most thought about, most desired experience you could ever have. There's not one place in your business, not one place in your relationships, not one place in yourself, there's not one place in your life that this one thing cannot bring huge positive response. If you learn how to use it properly, you'll be able to influence anyone to whip out their wallets, triple over themselves to pay you. You have women and men bowing at your feet. You will influence hordes of people. You will captivate your audience. Everybody will hang on your every single word. It's anticipation. Alfred Hitchcock once said, "There is no terror in a bang, only in the anticipation of it." Martin Luther King Jr. used this process of anticipation by increasing his emotional intensity of the way he spoke while he was giving one of the most powerful speeches known to mankind, the I Have a Dream speech. Amazing marketers use it to increase your emotional intensity and your desire to want something and want it now. Anticipation is a strong emotion. Strong emotions lead to an increase of desire. That increase of desire creates massive action. The stronger the emotional state of desire, the quicker the action. You must feel it in your head. You must feel it in your heart, in your bones, in the very core of your being. It must be visceral. The more consistent the emotional state of desire, the more consistent the action. It doesn't matter if it's good or bad. It's all in the intensity of the emotion of anticipation. The one human emotional state that will guarantee action within yourself and within others is anticipation. It works because it puts us in a trance-like state of mind that increases our intensity of emotion. And when that intensity of emotion increases, it increases thoughts. And those thoughts, like an example, what's next? What's new? What will happen? What will I experience afterwards? When is it going to happen? Is it going to happen now? Are we close? This is the state of mind that puts people in a trance-like state. This is the emotion that you need to build every single day in yourself in order to look forward to take action the next day. If you can understand the secrets of building anticipation in yourself and in others, you will instantly create lifelong habits for yourself. You'll create massive response potential in your customers and your clients. If you can do this thing, I will guarantee you a lifetime of consistency, of efficiency, of productivity, a lifetime of getting things done now, if you can master that one thing. We've all heard the story of a carrot dangling in front of a rabbit. The anticipation within the rabbit is created when the rabbit sees the carrot. When it starts walking forward to get that carrot, you move the carrot away from the rabbit at a faster rate and speed than it's moving right now. The further and the faster you move the carrot, the faster the rabbit will move. But you must make sure that you don't move it so fast that the rabbit doesn't think that it can catch up to it or get it anymore, because then it will give up. So it's a delicate balance between the distance and speed of the rabbit's expectation of whether or not it could catch that carrot. If you can get this balance just right, the rabbit will forever be chasing the carrot. The rabbit will be forever motivated to get that carrot. Here's the strategy, and it's very apparent to me when I see anticipation being built in marketing strategies, being built in TV shows, being built in infomercials, being built by very, very good orators and speakers. Write this down. PFVP. PFVP. The first P is for promise. Make a major promise, a major benefit. Give them a major value, something huge, something that your market or you have been anticipating for a very long time. F, frequency. The more frequently you make this carrot or this big promise or this major benefit available to the person that you want to create anticipation in, the more powerful the emotional state of intensity increases, the more desire is increased within them. V, variability of promise. You need to be able to make that same major promise in multiple different ways. P, progressively increase the frequency and the intensity of that promise over and over and over and over again until the person is about to burst. So PFVP, if you can make a promise, frequently show that promise, create variability in that promise, and progressively increase the frequency and the intensity of that promise, you will build anticipation in whoever is experiencing that promise. Dangle the carrot on the rope in front of yourself or your customers. That means keeping the desired thing that you're going to give them or you're going to give yourself just out of reach. Not totally out of reach, just out of reach. So in order to create anticipation in others, here's a quick little strategy that I've put together. There's probably hundreds of other ones, but this one seems to work quite well for us. Number one, pre-announcement of a major event with its major benefits. So you've seen it. You're coming down. You're driving down the street, and on the side, you might see a sign that says, "The biggest event known in history is coming." And then you drive 3/4 of the mile further down, and then you look again, and it will be here soon. That big event. Then you drive even further. You're really, really close to it. You're going to see it soon. You drive even further. You're almost there. You're getting hotter and hotter. Then you drive a little bit further, and it's a blank sign. That would drive you absolutely crazy. I know it would drive me crazy, because this thing that I've been promised for over and over and over again, in this case 3 or 4 times, has this big pause, and it's stopped, and it's not given it to me. That builds the anticipation, that desire even more. So here's how that's done. Pre-announcement, like I said, of a major event with major benefits, like foreshadowing. It's coming. It's huge. We've worked on it for years. It's a culmination of 20 years of trial and error. It's something that will make you so excited, so free, so rich, whatever it is that you want as your benefit. Build up with small examples. So the next step is to build up with small examples of what they will experience. Build curiosity. You haven't seen it before. Build hope. It's something that you've been thinking about and been wanting for years. Give them proof of the outcome. Maybe it's testimonials of people that have already experienced it in a way that has provided them an outcome that all your listeners or your readers want to hear about. Then the next step, step 3, is fractionization. Break the big event into multiple stages. Stage 1, outcomes they will get. Stage 2, emotions they will feel. Stage 3, experiences they'll have. And if you can go through stage 1, 2, and 3 frequently, which is the next step, which is frequency, go through stage 1, 2, and 3 over and over and over again in different ways, so that they can see it either in different mediums or in different presentations or whatever it might be, then all of a sudden you pause, which is the next step. Silence. Nothing. Long enough that they want to burst at the seams as to whatever it is that you're going to offer them. Now I'm going to say it again. Number 1, pre-announcement of the major benefits or the major event. Number 2, build up with small examples of what they'll experience. Build curiosity, build hope, give them proof of the outcome. Number 3, fractionization. Break that big event into multiple stages. And these are 3 stages that I've used in the past and works really well. Outcomes they will get, emotions they will feel, experiences they'll have. Number 4, frequency. Go through stage 1, 2, and 3 of the fractionization process differently from different mediums as often as you can. Number 5, intensity. As you go through the outcomes that they will get, the emotions that they will feel, the experiences that they will have, bring in bigger promises, more grand concepts of outcomes, and begin to present it in a way that's faster and more powerful than they can possibly experience or be able to integrate quickly. So you want to basically overload them with so much great things in a specific moment that they're going to burst if they don't hear what's next. They've pretty much, at this point, they're not even listening to what you're saying anymore. All they could do is feel the intensity of the frequency that is coming at them. And then the last stage is pause, silence, nothing. Long enough to make them want to burst. And if you could do that, guess what happens? They want to burst. They want to buy whatever it is that you're offering. So imagine that you're sitting in front of a salesperson and he just went through, or she just went through, all the benefits of buying this amazing car or this amazing vehicle that you want. And you've been looking forward to it for years and years and years, and you finally got the money to be able to get it, and all of a sudden, this person has already sold you. They know that you're going to buy. You know you're going to buy, and the stopping point between you having the car and you not having the car is a piece of paper that you need to sign. If that salesperson wants to build anticipation in you, all they got to do is take the paper that might be in front of you, that all you got to do is sign it, and push it behind them or beside them so that it's just out of your reach, and talk around everything else that you are going to get, all the benefits you're going to receive. While that piece of paper is out of your reach, that will drive you nuts unconsciously. You want it bad because you are one step away from having that thing of your dreams. Now, good salespeople use this kind of strategy all the time. Bad salespeople use it in a bad way. So you got to be careful. So as far as business is concerned, if you can use the above process that I said, pre-announcement, build-up, fractionization, frequency, intensity, and pause, you will be able to create anticipation in anything, whether it's communication with the person that you love, whether it's communication with yourself, whether it's communication or creating a response potential in buyers in your market. If a corporation doesn't know how to create a strong desire of their product or service in a market, this will create it. Use the above strategy, the pre-announcement, build-up, fractionization, frequency, and intensity, then pause, and you will build a huge response potential in your business. Whether it's the launch of a new product, explaining of a new service, it doesn't matter if you're selling toothpicks, houses, airplanes. It doesn't matter if you want to motivate your staff, create more community and better communication in your corporate culture. If you can create anticipation, you will drive people to action in droves. Now, the specifics of creating anticipation can be implemented in thousands of different ways. If you have questions on how you want to incorporate that in your strategy, specifically in your business or your life, send me an email at stopprocrastinatingnow@podomatic.com and we'll discuss it. As for ourselves personally, the only way that I've been able to see to be able to create anticipation within myself or within the clients that I've worked with is by interrupting a flow of something that's going well. What do I mean by that? Well, that is something that we're going to leave for the next podcast. In the next podcast, we'll be talking about how to create anticipation in yourself so that you can have an amazing and consistent and persistent habit for the rest of your life. Look forward to that. That's it for today. Thank you for listening to the Stop Procrastinating Now podcast. I hope you had fun listening to this podcast. Please leave comments on www.stopprocrastinatingnow.podomatic.com. And remember to sign up for the transcript of the show at www.stopprocrastinatingnowpodcast.com. We'll send you a copy of the notes that you can use to have a written version of this podcast. And pick out the parts that you want to apply to your day-to-day routines. Plus, once in a while, I'll throw in some cool stuff that will help you on your journey of being procrastination-free. Till next time, this is Stefan Stavrakis for www.stopprocrastinatingnow.podomatic.com. Make sure you tell everyone you know that could benefit from this podcast. We're growing by leaps and bounds. So keep the comments coming, requests, and questions. I'm blessed for having you as a listener, helping me put together a podcast of high value that makes sense and helps people. Have an amazing day, and remember to get things done now.